Good morning, Arizona. Welcome to Hour 3 of Rosie on the House, this beautiful, absolutely gorgeous holiday Saturday morning in Arizona. Hey, if you're in the middle of trying to finish a project for the holidays, give us a ring this open hour and let us help you. We'll coach you through it, talk you through the right tools, the right products, the right materials, the right tricks of the trade. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. If I can ever stay home long enough, Jennifer actually has me on a little home improvement project before all the family shows up, and I mean all the family is showing up this Christmas. We are going to have a house full, and we are really looking forward to it. All six kids, all 12 grandchildren, it's going to be a ho-ho-ho event, Christmas season at the Romeros, but we've got... we have a severe shortage of bathrooms in our house when 26 people are there.
So
I don't know how we raised all y'all with just two bathrooms in the house.
Well, I have rented the house next door, so not to worry.
Yeah, that will help a lot. And then Romy's preferred spot using the bathroom is just the oleander hedge along the back of the wash.
I wonder who learned that from.
Hey, I save water. That's 1.6 gallons of water that doesn't get flushed down.
It doesn't get flushed down. So Jennifer and I have been looking at the master bathroom, which is a small bathroom. It's just a 6x8 bathroom. And I was trying to create ways that we could get everything off the countertops. And so she recently took a little trip away, and I tore the cabinets completely apart, had them all disassembled in the bathroom while she was gone. And I installed in the middle drawer now a little holding place where she can plug her curling iron and her hair dryer in, and it never has to come out of that drawer. It stays plugged in all the time. You open the drawer, the cord's long enough, you use it. Allow it to cool for a minute and set it back in. We're actually having our little custom metal shop stamp out some holsters for those so she can actually put them back in when they're still warm. But that gains you, you know, about 2 square feet of countertop space. And then I ripped out the old medicine cabinets and I built some new medicine cabinets that are deep enough that they have electrical receptacles in them so the electric toothbrushes can now get stored inside the medicine cabinet. So now you walk in the master bathroom and nothing except a soap dispenser and a lotion dispenser is on the countertop. And it just feels so much better. But there's a little bit of finishing needs to be done. I had to do some a little wiring of this and a little wiring of that.
I think I need to go away again, Romy.
Maybe you do. Maybe you do. I have a better time of working through the night when you're gone. But I'll be doing some drywall in here the next couple of days. Got some
kind of putting some
seams back together and flushing it out, and then hopefully we'll get it painted before the whole crowd shows up and we'll have it all done. So I've got my project. What's your project at your house? Give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. How about this weather? Man, I just got back from a week in Austin, Texas. I'm going to talk a lot about that in the next hour with the folks from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. I was there with 200 contractors from all over the country. Romy, when we asked in the room, is there anyone not hiring right now? No one raised their hand. 200 contractors from every corner of the great country of America. Everyone is hiring. And we're going to be talking about the fact that November is Construction Career Days here in Arizona, and that November 19th is National Toilet Day. That's all
today.
Did you have
any idea when you woke up this morning that it was National Toilet Day?
Yeah, baby. So we'll be talking about all that with our friends from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing in the next hour. But with the weather cooling, you know, it's kind of a head check here. You're not sure when we're going to see the color change of the trees, when we're going to feel that morning nip in the air, which I definitely have felt the last couple of days I've been home from Austin. Austin was about the same temperature as Phoenix. There was a little cool front blew through while I was there, and it kind of walked out in the morning, and I was staying downtown, and my morning walk was always up Congress Street around the Texas Capitol building. And I tell you what, I took a lot of pictures at Texas Capitol building. Every time I go to Austin, I look at that Capitol building and I say, you know what? Now that's a Capitol building. Man, I think our Arizona Capitol building could fit in the lobby.
Wow.
Of the Texas Capitol building. It's giant. It's big. And it's beautiful. And so is ours. Ours is just, you know, a little bit smaller scale. But it was a nice walk every single morning. You get
they
up
needed
on
room for all the hats.
All the hats. Maybe that's it. All the hats and the boots and the bull, right? It's a pretty little walk through Austin. Where's your pretty little walk through Phoenix right now, huh? As nice as it is in the morning, let's get out there and check it out. Let's get our heaters checked, all right? Now's the time. It's probably a little late. If you'd have been listening to the show back in the end of middle of September, we were telling you now's the time to get with your air conditioning contractor of choice, preferably a Rosie certified air conditioning contractor, and let's get that heater checked now before the cold weather comes in. I can promise you, Monday morning, every air conditioning contractor in town is going to be backed up at least a week or two because of people that wanted to turn their heat on this morning or this weekend and hadn't thought to get it pre-checked. Also, it's a very important time. Jennifer, the other morning, actually had, I got up, she was in the kitchen, and in the kitchen we have a little gas log fireplace. And so she had the back sliding door to the patio completely open with a fan on to get the room cold enough, and she lit a fire. So it's just kind of that, it's that emotional attachment to this time of year. As it begins to cool off, as you're pulling out all the autumn and Thanksgiving decorations for the dining room, the hearth, you just got to have that fire lit. So I would encourage you, if you haven't had your chimney serviced or checked or your fireplace, get at RosieOnTheHouse.com and find yourself at Arizona Chimney and Air Ducts. And let's get those fireplaces and flues cleaned regularly. Even if it is just a gas log fireplace, the flue still needs to be cleaned, all right? We've got our newsletter that went out this week, 7 Reasons to Be Thankful You Live in the Great State of Arizona. Just 7. We just limited it to 7. But one that Romy likes the most, the number one reason that it's great to live in Arizona is you have a growing season that lasts almost all year long. And you've cultivated your whole property out there in West Maricopa County.
I wouldn't say whole. We're getting there.
But I mean, what I meant was all that you've done has been planned towards having something
year-round.
Edible year-round.
Yeah.
You need a little bit of acreage. Well, I guess you don't. I mean, Urban Farm says you don't.
He's on a third of an acre and has just about the same amount as of living trees and plants as we do on 5.
Yeah, that's incredible. I like the elbow room of your place a little better. The horses over here, the chickens over there, the goats over here, the trees over there. So a growing season lasts almost all year long. We spent the last hour talking with John Eisenhower, our
ISA, Society of Arboriculture.
Our ISA certified arborist, talking trees all in the last hour. But, you know, it still isn't too late to get a garden planted. If you've been a little bit too busy and haven't been able to get started on it, it's not too late. That's one of seven great reasons we list for living in Arizona.
And it was funny, I'm sitting here thinking about it and our garden. The best garden I ever had, I planted on Thanksgiving weekend, which I planned to do this Thanksgiving weekend. I had done it early in September. Nothing survived. And then I was just like, you know what? What the heck? We've got a break here and we've got some days at home. Let's start over. That was our best one. And we're doing that again this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's been a particularly warm October, that's for sure. Ordinarily, I tell people all the time that when you're trying to save money on your electric bill in the summer, take a look at your September and March energy bills. But this year, it's going to be October. So, I don't know. It was a little bit warmer. A snowball tried to open today.
When you said earlier, where you walk around Phoenix, I'm thinking Snowball, and
yeah.
I'm on their website now. It says Snowball opening 10 a.m. on 11/19.
They were
Snowball will open today at 10 a.m. Details to follow.
I'd be curious. I heard a late breaking news report yesterday that said the weather, the overnight weather was just too warm. They weren't able to produce quite what they were looking forward to. But we are expecting them to get some true life fall from the sky snow this weekend.
Call Dave Smith. He's the spokesperson.
That's right.
If you look in Snowball and Goldmine, his number's right there. See if we can get Dave Smith on the line.
Oh, man. Another great reason to live in Arizona is our outdoor-indoor lifestyle. I mean, how many other places could you go? You know, when we try and go home, Jennifer and I recently took a trip down to Louisiana and spent time with the family, and you're constantly moving. It's great outside there once you've acclimated just a little bit emotionally to all the things that you're going to see crawling and creeping around and the bugs that are flying around. You literally have to be encapsulated into a screened porch to really be able to sit down and enjoy that indoor-outdoor environment of South Louisiana below Interstate 10, right there to get the grass coastal lands where the skeeters and the gators live. Where the deer and the antelope play? Well, this is where the skeeters and the gators roam and play. But Arizona, I mean, you can sit outside all evening and not worry about the sunset invasion of mosquitoes that come and grab you and try and carry you away. It's going to be a fantastic Thanksgiving weekend coming up. We've got a lot more to talk about in ways that you can be thankful for living in Arizona, as well as what we're going to be doing with our family vacation, as well as what you're going to be doing with your holiday home improvement projects. Give us a ring. Let us help you coach you through those projects. 1-888-767-4348. It's Rosie on the house.